Radio Prague News.
The Czech economy grew annually by 2.4% in the second quarter of this year. President Klaus has signed into law a bill imposing stricter rules on army and defense procurement. And some Czech doctors, patients and scientists have launched a petition demanding the legalization of medicinal marijuana. The Czech economy grew annually by 2.4% in the second quarter of this year, according to preliminary figures by the Czech Statistical Office released on Tuesday. Compared to the previous quarter, the country's gross domestic product grew by 0.2%. Analysts say exports were the major force behind the growth, which was, however, hindered by a drop in consumption. The Czech economy is expected to grow at a slower pace for the rest of the year. Some analysts believe there might even be a drop in the GDP growth in the third or fourth quarter of 2011. Government ministers, trade union leaders and employers have agreed on raising the minimum salary. After Tuesday's meeting of what is known as tripartite, Social and Labour Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek said the minimum salary should increase to around 8,500 crowns, or just over $500 by January next year. The tripartite also agreed on early retirement of people working in physically demanding professions. However, the meeting failed to produce an agreement on the planned tax reform, which should, among other things, remove tax breaks on some employees' benefits, such as lunch vouchers. President Václav Klaus on Tuesday signed into law a bill imposing stricter rules on defense and army procurement. The act allows the Czech military to buy weapons and other equipment without having to go through intermediaries, which has been criticized as a major factor behind several overpriced weapons contracts. The act should also limit the number of army purchases awarded without public tenders, and it will require those in charge of procurement worth over 300 million crowns to have security clearing. Some Czech doctors, patients and scientists on Tuesday launched a petition demanding the legalization of medicinal marijuana. The organizers believe the ban on using marijuana in treating multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, cancer, AIDS and other diseases restricts patients' rights to determine their treatment. The Czech Health Ministry said that a cannabis-based drug Sativex is already available on prescriptions. However, legalizing medicinal marijuana would require a wide public debate. One of the organizers of the petition, a leading Czech drug expert Tomáš Zábranský from Charles University's medicine faculty, said they didn't want to legalize marijuana as a recreational drug. Surveys show that around 78% of Czechs support the legalization of medicinal marijuana, Mr. Zábranský added. The Czech power producer ČEZ, whose disappointing second quarter results were leaked a day early on Monday, blames the leaks on poor internet security. The Reuters news agency released the ČEZ results on Monday after its reporters gained access to a section of the company's website where the results had been posted. However, the company had not then officially released the respective link. The largest Czech energy producer posted a net profit of 6.72 billion crowns for the second quarter of this year, a drop by nearly 40% year-on-year. The National Technical Museum in Prague on Tuesday opened the last package of frozen archive documents damaged by the flood that hit the city in 2002. Over the past 9 years, the museum recovered some 200 cubic meters of photographs, books, newspapers, plans and other documents, which cost over 50 million crowns. The recovery process will be documented in an exhibition at the National Technical Museum, which opens on the 17th of August. And in football, the club Baník Ostrava signed on Tuesday a 5-year contract with their former striker Václav Svěrkoš. The 27-year footballer returns to Ostrava after a stint with the French club Sochaux and Greece's Panathinaikos. Václav Svěrkoš said he chose Baník despite having been offered contracts from other clubs because he felt at home there. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly sunny, with daytime highs of around 25 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.